glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, March 7th, 2022. Isn't that a great verse just to start a new week and to think about, start a new day, I guess?
It is. Pray the will of God.
Yeah, pray the will of God.
If it's according
to His will, He hears us.
Absolutely.
So we can have a confidence in approaching Him, which is an amazing thing.
And yes, it is.
As we prayed about this program and for this day, Marianne, I was saying, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it a blessing that we're cognizant of God, that
yes.
we can, that He's given us the ability to have a mind and the mechanism to think that He exists, which is a gift, and yet also that we're created, that in His everlasting eternity, He desired, He designed us, He equipped circumstance that our mothers and fathers came together, that we were born, and that I guess in His eternity, in His mindset, He desired, He wanted us to be a part of His world, His creation. And I don't know, I just love to plant on that thought, that concept that we're only here because He initiated, He brought it together. And if today you're uncertain about things, or you're maybe waffling in, are you valuable? Are you created for a special reason? Hey, you are. I mean, you really are. You're not here by circumstance.
No, God is a God of relationship.
Yeah.
And He wants a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. And this is a great verse because it states that He really does hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we pray according to His will, He's going to respond and we can have confidence. And I think that's what I wanted to impart to anyone tuning in today. You can have confidence by the mere fact that you're created. And if there's a tugging in your heart and maybe you don't know God in the personal way through the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for you, if there's just maybe a little tugging in your heart, I think that's His way of prodding you to get to know Him, to have that relationship. He's a great, awesome God, and He created you. So we can rest in that assurance that we're here because of God.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we're also here because it's Monday, and we read from our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. Lord willing, I believe we'll finish chapter one. We only have a couple pages.
Oh, it took us a few weeks. We're moving along. We're marching on. It's March.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad.
That's a really bad joke. Sorry.
I'm glad to have you in the studio. I know the last few weeks, I think I did it from my home studio. Last week, it was from the Springfield studio,
right.
And I had Dr. Peter Miller reading, so that was kind of fun to have a friend in the studio, Sharon. And then last Friday, I had Pastor Jason Schiffo face-to-face. We did the program here, which I think that's the first time in over 2 years, almost 2.5 years since, like, right around COVID started.
You guys been recording over the phone.
Over the phone all those weeks. I don't think he even made it to the home studio.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yep, we're getting back in the saddle here.
It's great to be with you here on this Monday, a new week. Technically, people would say, well, it actually started yesterday.
Well, yes,
so,
it did.
You know, this.
Glad you got that straightened out.
Yeah, work week. And let me point out a few things. I know you were assisting and behind the scenes on last Thursday's Ministry Leaders Network
there's
gathering.
There's a lot of people here.
But yeah, we tend to always average anywhere from about 18 to about 30 pastors and ministry leaders. And this was a unique one because we had a bit of a panel discussion. I had special guest Mike Krasta. He always attends. He represents Vineyard and is involved in men's ministry and prayer ministries and such. And then Dave Crabio, who's with International Students and also with Bill Erickson, International Students.
Mm-hmm.
One is IFI. I think it's International Friends Incorporated. And then one is like ISI, International Students Incorporated.
That's a lot of initials.
Yeah, they're very similar, but they both.
I'm glad you didn't say anything about IRS or anything like that.
No.
You know, this is March. We're coming up.
Or FCC, which I'm always working with
them
on radio things.
And you're MB.
Yeah,
we're off track.
Yeah. So they helped formulate some of the things that we're praying up that God may do locally through area churches, like kind of a collective vision that's beyond what any one church or ministry can do. Mm-hmm. How can we all maybe pool together or team up together, or more importantly, sense what God wants to do and then partner with him?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
really
the gist of it. But it was kind of like in the days of Urbana, that always brought many, many churches together. And what it did is it energized each and every church. Like Gibson City Bible Church would maybe send down 15 or 20 volunteers and they would assist. They would go back to their church really energized and encouraged because they interacted with people from a number of other churches. So it brought many churches together. And so we're just trying to pray through. Maybe it's a prayer gathering or a prayer rally or something where we can bring everyone together, many people together, and really just have them go back and energize their church and their ministry. So we talked a lot about that and prayed it up and shared. And so this Ministry Leaders Network, we're going to continue to talk about that on upcoming Thursdays. We meet once a month, the first Thursday of every month, and provide a good lunch and usually a speaker. In fact, the next three speakers, I'm kind of looking forward to them. On April 7th, it'll be Dr. Tom Campion. And he's going to address, his subject is ministry or marriage, which came first.
Oh, which came first, okay.
Yeah, I kind of gave that the title. I said, hey, I want you to talk about marriage because he's a great counselor and deals with a lot of different things as a counselor. But with all these high-capacity leaders, oftentimes we can find ourselves so focused on the ministry that the marriage can suffer or be relegated as a second or third where it should really be the priority. And so we're going to have him help us walk through how to balance ministry and marriage. Mm-hmm. And then on May 5th, it's Stan Reisinger, and he's going to address No Man Left Behind, Model Method and Mindset, how to help churches and ministries advance the men's ministries that they may have started or want to start. He's kind of an expert, and he works with Man in the Mirror Ministries of Illinois. He's like a regional director. Great guy. And then on June 2nd, Dean Hull is going to address money, ministry, and magnanimity.
Oh, magnanimity. How do you say that word?
Magnanimity.
Oh, okay.
I think is how, that's how I spelled it out, magnanimity.
Well, that
like magnanimous. yeah. Maybe I invented another word.
You spelled it as a
meaning. Magnanimity. I think it is a word. I think I saw it somewhere. I know magnanimous. You want to be magnanimous, like where you're generous.
I've got to tell this to Rob. Well, Mark spells it that way, so it must be right.
It's got to be a word. So, yeah, and I created that title, too, because he's really good at helping ministries and churches recognize how to fund and legacy giving and how to fund the mission and various things. And when you come to the Great News Radio Open House on the 26th of this month, that great, beautiful LED lit at night sign, Great News Media,
it
in front
so
of
nice.
Us. That was from Dean and his team. They underwrote the cost of that whole sign and putting
That's
it up
so
and everything.
Nice.
So we appreciate Thrivent Ministries. But he's going to help all the pastors and ministry leaders understand some of the concepts of funding their ministry work and legacy giving so it continues. And we appreciate Thrivent Financial helping us.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see. I think I covered most of the things. We looked at a great verse.
Unless you can read
God
your writing.
God is personal. Yeah, that's, I might have created a new word, magnanimity. So.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Okay.
And, the Ministry Leaders Network, I was so encouraged last Thursday. One of the participants, don't know if I can really disclose his name because I didn't ask permission, but he was so blessed by what was shared because we gave a history of how God has worked in the greater Champaign-Urbana era, sending missionaries from all over the world to attend Urbana Conference, and how it was a catalyst to unite not only the churches, but there was a sense of God's presence over the Champaign-Urbana area because there were people all over the world praying about the mission convention that happened every 3 years.
See, right there. They praying all over the world, and you could feel it.
Yeah. Oh, there were, I don't want to sidetrack us too much, but there were various meetings I was a part of. I was the director of volunteers for Urbana 93, so my job was to recruit, train, and organize 1,500 local volunteers to do all the tasks to pull the whole thing together. So I had a lot of different team leaders that oversaw, like, you would be amazed at how many carpooling and moving speakers around setting up for the assembly of 15,000, 18,000 delegate bags that included, like, back in those days, a cassette and a Bible and ministry resources. Well, it would be like two semis of materials that you'd have to sort out, and then
kind of like herding cats.
Yeah. So I loved it, and that was a springboard into the radio ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I attended meetings with, I don't know what you'd call staff involved with the university that was maybe more secular, maybe not attending church, and I don't know if I can say countless times, because I'm one of those concrete, like very specific. There were a number of times, certainly four or five different times, where individuals said, you know, it's just so interesting. There's something different every 3 years when InterVarsity has their missions convention here. You can almost feel it. Like, they didn't have the Christian terminology or say God's Spirit was present. They just said something different happens. There's like a different attitude or perception. And these were non-churched people that said, it just feels different during an Urbana year. And, you know, us Christians are like, yes, God's presence is here, and people are praying. And, you know, when we did prayer marches, I had a prayer team that walked around the assembly hall and prayed, and we had other groups of people praying around campus. And then, like I said, people from all over the world that were praying for the Urbana Convention. But there was a sense during those Urbana years that God was almost palpable, that word where he could be felt.
Oh, dear, it's another word.
Yeah, that's another word. Yeah, I'm way out of my pay grade. Anyways, as a ministry leader network, we thought, how could we, again, have God doing some unique, special works here together as a community. So, and that wouldn't just be for the Champaign-Urbana area. I mean, I want to broaden it, you know, in the Springfield area, in the Macomb area, where there's other college campuses and God at work. How can we come together and partner with what God's doing? Mm-hmm. And so that's the catalyst of us praying in the days ahead is, God, what are you going to do? What might you do? Or, Lord, we want you to do something, and help us be participants in that. So,
you know, it's interesting when you mentioned the university. I used to work there, and I know a number of believers work at these universities and colleges. I mean, like Kate Freeman, you know, works there, and just all kinds of people, believers. And I really think that, there's a secular spirit in a lot of our schools and colleges in this nation. But I just really think it's really important to value the salt that is in these places by all these believers, because it's making a difference, and it does make a difference.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of our radio ministry goal, is to equip people.
Exactly.
So if you're on your way to work, you are an active agent. You're a representative of the King. You can be God's ambassador, whether you're a teacher or a mechanic or a professor. Whatever you do, you can influence that community, those co-workers.
Don't forget, Paul was a tent maker.
Yeah.
And he
didn't
never stop being one until, he got put in prison.
And even in prison, he was witnessing to the guards and those in authority. Who was that one jailer that ran and knelt before him,
supposed to know that name.
Yeah. And then he came to Christ, and then his whole family came to Christ because of his testimony and witness. And so you have a crucial role today wherever you're going.
That's right.
And you might not even have a set position, or maybe you're retired, but you might go to the coffee shop or somewhere where you're going to be sitting next to people. Maybe you're going to pray before a meal, and somebody's going to notice that you bowed your head. And that's going to have a powerful impact, maybe in their mind and heart, is, wow, that must have been a Christian. I've heard about them. Or you can testify through the tip that you give to the waitress and say, hey,
whatever.
God bless you, and I just want to bless you with an extra generous gift because you worked hard today. And just showing that care and compassion is a witness and
testimony.
You are
an influencer, no matter your station in life.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, this book has, reeling it in, Mark, has impacted my life. Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Highly recommend it. And we have copies at our Springfield location, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, Illinois, and right here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. They're $10. I think they're usually like $17 or $19, but we got a discounted price because they got a bunch of them. And if you'd like to get a copy so you can read along with us on Mondays, or just to have, I highly recommend it. And just phone first. It always helps just to make sure Marianne and I are running errands or making deliveries or being about the Lord's work. So I think we're going to begin with the last few sections in chapter one is pray or quit, and then why not.
All right. So if you're reading along, we're on page 13 of chapter one, pray or quit. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Luke 18:1. Pray or quit. That's the choice. Jesus knew his disciples would face. He knew that the relentless rigors of high-octane ministry would wear or burn them out if they did not develop a prayer life. The pace would be too demanding, the opposition too brutal, people problems too frequent, and the need too overwhelming. If anyone has seen the reality of, quote, prayer quit, it is Joe McKeever, born in 1940, who ministers to pastors and churches trying to rebound from the horrific devastation of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. I know I said that like a northerner. New Orleans. Anyway, continuing on. Yeah. With great wisdom, he writes, if anyone on planet Earth needs to pray faithfully and fervently, it's the pastor. For one thing, this job requires more of you than there is, and more time than you have.
And that's probably a great understatement.
It is. It's a good sentence.
Yeah.
The person accepting the Lord's call into the ministry is agreeing to live in a world of unfinished tasks. You're literally being sentenced to live beyond yourself. It is, by its very nature, impossible to live this life and do this work in your own strength. It's true for everybody.
Yeah.
You'll develop a strong prayer life or you will not survive. It's as simple as that.
You know, I'm glad you said for everyone, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we single out pastors and ministry
right.
leaders and, you know, the president and people that just have so many unbelievable demands on them for every second of their day.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we all struggle with balancing things and demands that are beyond us. And I love Pastor Jason's comment many times. Anything that will cause us to lean into Jesus is a good thing. So when we get beyond ourselves and find ourselves leaning into Jesus because of the demands of life, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. That's well said. You will develop a strong prayer life or you won't survive. It's as simple as that. We are told an increasing number of pastors leave the ministry because of burnout or moral failure. A stunningly high number of pastors and their spouses feel unqualified, discouraged, and disillusioned in their role in ministry. Nearly 25% of pastors have been terminated at some time in their vocation. Kevin Miller, an editor for Christianity Today, concludes that pastoring is increasingly like coaching pro football, being under intense pressure as part of the territory. What can be done so that those of us in various Christian leadership positions won't give in or give up in the face of mounting pressures? Why not start where Jesus suggested, always praying so we don't lose heart?
And I like this, where the importance of the pastor praying and spending time in praying. But I'm also thinking it's an exhortation for all of us to be praying for our pastors and those in ministry leadership positions. And, you know, we covet, I don't know if that's the best word, but we count on the listener praying for us and for this ministry.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, we really appreciate prayer.
Yeah, we do. Longtime missionary leader Wesley Duell points out, your task as a Christian leader is too big for you. Its immensity and awesomeness must drive you to prayer. Your vocation is too large for you. Your calling is too sacred for you. But God is available for your ministry if you're willing to pay the price in prayer.
And that's an interesting sentence, too, willing to pay the price in prayer. Think about that, everyone.
Yeah. You can make a difference. You can hang in there. Are you willing to pay the price in prayer? Now, this is just the very last section with some questions, and it says, why not? My goal in writing this book is very simple. I want to challenge you as a leader to develop a strong and effective prayer life. I seek to instruct you and to inspire you to pray more often, more effectively, and more contagiously than ever before. Why not make the investment?
And that's another great word. Sometimes we'll say, spend some time doing that. And when you spend something, you kind of lose it.
That's
you
right.
give it up. It's gone. But when you invest something.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's an interesting way to say things. So why not make that investment? Okay, and here's the questions. Why not start now? Why not take some time praying about your prayer life? Why not watch less TV this week and spend more time praying? Why not surf the internet less this week and spend more time praying? Why not begin each day by talking to God? Why not talk with God on your way to work this week? Why not talk with God as you fall asleep tonight? Why not make a few special appointments to pray this week?
Yeah, schedule it into your schedule.
And then here's the last question. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, this is chapter one. We just completed it in this great book by Dave Early, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, but it's really applicable to all of us.
Oh, absolutely.
And all of you, in some degree, are a high impact leader. You're influencing people.
Everybody leads.
Yeah.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to have a title.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't get out.
You don't get out.
Get out free.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not a high impact leader. Well, high impact, yeah, there's some terminology here, but you are a leader. You're influencing
high
people.
Impact or low impact, or everybody's a leader.
Yeah, and your impact can change someone's destiny, eternity.
Yeah.
So that is a high impact.
Yeah, I don't think that high impact thing really fits for anything. Because the kindest person who says one good thing and changes somebody's life, I don't know, that sounds pretty high impact to me.
It is. And then this chapter closes out with an application worksheet. So they usually have a page or two where you can write in answers like, what are two or three key thoughts you want to remember from this chapter? And you would list them there and then check the boxes of the specific applications you want to work on. And so it gives you like watching less TV, starting each day by talking to God. And so you would check the boxes. And then there's some other things that might have come to mind. And maybe even today as you're hearing this broadcast and you're thinking, yeah, I can start praying each and every morning. Or, you know what, I've gotten out of the habit of praying before each meal. I can start that up. And then the Lord's Prayer. I don't know if it's like 42 seconds or 27 seconds, but Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I mean, the Lord taught his disciples how to pray.
Yeah.
That can be done in a jiffy, in a short amount of time. Just start practicing that and thinking about each of those words. Our Father. Wow, God can be approached as Father. Just start thinking that through, and what does that mean? And that he's our Father. He's not just my Father, but he's all of our fathers. And he's in heaven, you know, holy, holy, holy is his name. And
well, I think that one thing that really helps me is when I realized that I was making a decision on what I actually thought my faith and belief was about prayer. And then I didn't have to ask all these questions of how can I make time and is it valuable? If we have the faith and the belief that prayer really, really matters and really can change lives, including mine and yours, and really produce phenomenal results like in the Bible, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah. And the fact that if we know God's character, he's loving and good and just and righteous, we're going to want to approach him and talk to him and build that relationship and foster that time together. So prayer is a great mechanism or means or ways for us to talk to God who loves you. Oh, it's a great book. Get your copy today, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.